Well, for a long time, he's been seen as very much an insider in the Westminster Club. And I think behind the scenes, he was supportive of the move to exempt the House of Commons from freedom of information. And more particularly, he made the decision to spend considerable money on lawyers' fees to try and take things to the High Court when it got to that stage.
Well, things have come to a bit of a head of steam again this week because Michael Martin, during a debate on MPs' expenses, lost his temper with the Labour MP Kate Hoey.
Anyone who's looked at their own unredacted information can see that the signatures of employees are exposed, that private ex-directory numbers are exposed, that passwords, telephone passwords are exposed. I just say to the Honourable Lady, it's easy to say to the press, this should not happen. It's a wee bit more difficult when you just don't have to give, quotes to the Express, or to the press rather, not the Express, but the press, and do nothing else. Some of us in this House have other responsibilities just in talking to the press.
Tom, there's this vote of no confidence in Michael Martin next week. Are we going to see the back of him? Is that going to work?
Well, it's interesting. I think it might. I mean, MPs have traditionally been very reluctant to attack their Speaker because the Speaker can stop them from speaking by not choosing them. But I think things are starting to change now. This Conservative MP, Douglas Carswell, is saying that he's going to put together an early day motions that will not just have Conservative MPs, but also Labour MPs on it, for the first time going public and saying that they don't like the Speaker and that they want the Speaker to change. I think the significant thing there in that argument we've just heard with Kate Hoey is that he has ceased in a way to act like a chairman. And it seems to me that what MPs are doing in response is saying, well, we're not going to treat you with the deference that you traditionally treat a chairman either. But he's made the fatal mistake, which so often in scandals is the fatal thing, of trying to get rid of it by keeping it quiet. If you look at the big political resignations time and again, it's not so much what you did in the first place, but your attempt to stop it coming out, which is the thing that does for people in the end. And the signs are that it could just be that it will do for Michael Martin before too long.